By the 1820s, Kingston had rebuilt the buildings the British torched and had developed into a regional trading center and departure point for steamers as well as sloops sailing old money families down the Hudson to New York City. The town boasted its first hotel, a coffee house, tailor and halter shops, a saddle and harness maker, a watchmaker and jewelry shop, apple mill and distillery, candy shop and tobacco factory. The spire of the old Reformed Dutch church now stood with so many spires from other Protestant churches that Kingston eventually became known as the City of Churches. Henry Sharp, the son of a prosperous farmer, married Helen Hasbrook, a member of one of Kingston's wealthiest French Huguenot families, all of whom lived in the town's finest stone houses. Sharp became a wealthy merchant in his own right, forming a partnership with his brother Peter and Francis C. Voorhees to operate a mercantile house on East Front Street. In due time, Henry set his family up in what one town history called a striking colonial residence on Wall Street, surrounded by giant old elm trees. George Henry Sharp was born on February 26, 1828. He was Henry and Helen's only child. For some mysterious reason, the boy in later years attached an E to the end of his last name. Sharp's mother lived until age 90, but throughout her life she was tormented by a nauseous stomach that left her constantly vomiting. She treated her attacks of biliousness with homeopathy, which she believed worked best. George never knew his father. Henry died in 1830 after suffering two paralytic strokes at an asylum in New York, just before his son turned 2 years old. Sharp's surrogate father, or at least the only father he felt he ever had, became Severin Brun, a local banker who served as trustee of Henry Sharp's considerable estate and doled out an allowance to George until he turned 21 and was allowed to control his own finances. Henry Sharp left behind enough money to give his son the finest education a young man could receive at the time. George attended Kingston Academy, which he considered the best in New York. Before packing off to college, he went to prep school at the elite Albany Academy. At age 15, he entered Rutgers College in 1843 and graduated with honors at 19, delivering his class's salutatory address in Latin.